Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Luther.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You are allowed to submit show prep suggestions that may or may not be used. Probably 90-plus percent of them, they don't get used. It's a show about your calls, allowing you to call in about anything. And if we've got calls, that's what we talk about, is whatever you want to talk about. So the best way to get your ideas on the air is by phone. But you can submit them to our website. And even if it doesn't make it on the air, it'll allow others within the Liberty community, the listeners of this program, to see what you think is interesting. And they get to share the links they think are interesting, and everybody gets to vote on each link and decide whether or not they like it or dislike it. And the links to different news articles or videos or audio or blog posts, whatever it is you want to link to, the most popular links make it to the top page of our website. And the next day, it's likely something new will be at the top page. So there's always something fresh over at freetalklive.com, and the content is created by listeners like you. So thanks for participating over there. As we continue with content created by listeners like you with the phone calls, we go to here in a moment. We'll go to Michigan. But first, I want to tell you about MemoryDealers.com, offering the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. As we continue, going to Michigan, Todd is on the lines, on the amp lines. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Luther. How are you guys doing?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if you guys had heard about, maybe some days ago, about the Rand Paul controversy about his statements that he made on the Rachel Maddow show.
Yeah, we spent the first hour and a half tonight talking about it. I mean, we didn't actually specifically talk about his statements because none of us heard them, but we talked generally about the hubbub surrounding it. Your thoughts?
Well, the interesting thing is that within less than 36 hours after he made the statements, he pretty much backpedaled what he said on the air.
Yeah, that is what I had heard this weekend on Free Minds Radio. Can you give me some of the more specifics as to exactly how he backpedaled?
Well, he basically said, and I'm just paraphrasing what he said from his campaign site, he basically said that he supports the Civil Rights Act of 1964. He basically said that the issue was pretty much settled in federal court in the intervening years, and it was argued on constitutional grounds, pretty much. And he basically went from saying, well, I disagree with the part of the law, which is Title II, prohibiting, private-owned business owners from having the right to discriminate against their patrons, if they're black or whatever race it may be, to, well, not only do I support the law, outlawing discrimination in the public sector at the federal level, but I also support the law that prohibits discrimination against.
So basically, is what I said was true, is that he essentially flip flopped his position, and it's only just a few days into the general campaign.
So what do you think about it, Todd?
Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, this is what we expect. But I think the reason why he did it was because he was getting a lot of support. He was getting a lot of backlash, PR backlash that was actually making him look bad. But to be quite honest, I think it's interesting that he didn't say that he was for repealing that part of the law. He just simply disagreed with it, which says a lot about Rand Paul. So he's not really in favor of ending you know, this law that prohibits discrimination on that point. But then again, where is he on Title VII? Does this mean that he also supports the law that says, well, we can't discriminate against people who are applying for a job on the basis of their race, religion, gender, national origin, color, mm-hmm. you name it. So...
Well, who knows what this man really believes? I mean, clearly he's willing, just like any politician, to change his stripes based on whether or not he thinks it'll help him win. So who knows what this man actually believes?
Well, I would say that this is probably not the most pressing issue facing America. I think that people should be able to go into businesses of any color, should be able to go into businesses and get served. So I think that in the sense that the law is good in that way, it's probably not the most important law to go after if you're going to start repealing them.
It reflects your own values is what you're saying.
It reflects my values. So, right. You know, I can see why he would if he was trying to play the political game, and I believe he is, and I don't think that Ian, you would disagree, that he's simply trying to play the political game here, you know, stepped in it, and, you know, he's trying to get out of it.
Well, I think what it really comes down to it is that, you know, there's a lot of argument to be made that if a business owner decides to discriminate, because we're talking about the issue of freedom association, but Sheldon Richman wrote on his Facebook profile today, well, why is it that, you know, there's not enough discussion about opposing not only these laws, but also opposing racism and encouraging social movements, like peaceful movements, like community organizing, for example. You know, we're talking about ostracism and
yeah, I don't know what did. So did Rand Paul bring up ostracism in his answer with Rachel Maddow?
I think that would have been probably a good thing to do.
So did you see the interview? Do you know if he did bring that up?
Well, he didn't use that. No, I did watch the 19-minute interview that he did, and he didn't bring that up. Okay. And I kind of wish he did.
Yeah, that was my curiosity. Thank you, Todd, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Sure, one could have effectively used the Denny's example from a decade ago as a great way that ostracism worked when it came to this particular type of issue.
Long before the government got around to making a court decision on that, right? I mean, how long did it take the Denny's court decision to actually come about?
So the sanctions against by the government are pittance in compared to what Denny's had to do to appeal once again. And I think that at some point people of color should begin returning to Denny's, that, you know, that they're out there, they're attempting to make good or whatever it is that they're doing. I think that it was probably, this is just my guess, I haven't read deeply into it. It is probably the decision made by some store owners in some certain areas that they felt that they could profile people that might dine and dash or whatever by their ethnicity. And clearly, it was a bad idea.
Let's continue here, and you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, an unscreened call on the AMP lines. Hello?
Gentlemen, hi. This is Michael in Tokyo. How's it going?
Michael, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't want to beat the Rand Paul dead horse too much, but I was pretty disappointed in his reaction in general. I thought he would be better prepped to be able to handle what's basically a pretty simple question, you know, about property rights in general. And I was pretty disappointed. And in general, I mean, there's a lot of I wouldn't say the same thing here, but because Japan isn't generally a racist country. I mean, it's definitely a homogenous society, right? And there's
I'll take
a lot
your word
of old people.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry?
I have no idea what Japan's like. You can tell us.
There's a lot of Japanese people here.
Yeah, there are.
So, it's basically a homogenous society, and there's a lot of old people who, you know, experienced the war and have a lot of ill feelings towards
the round eye.
Japanese.
Really?
Right. Hang on. I want you to continue if you've got the time. I know you're calling internationally here, so hang on. We'll come back with more of, I think it was Michael in Japan. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to go to news.freetalklive.com. You can go to updates if you want, but news.freetalklive.com gets you access to both our all three of our options: the email list, Twitter, and Facebook. So when I sent out the notice today about our brand new radio stations in Myrtle Beach, I sent it out to all three places. So if you're signed up for all three, you get things that are a little repetitive. But if you prefer one over the other, pick whatever works best. Head over to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Now then, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is about a month away. It starts on the 24th of June and goes through the 27th. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think that we're all going out there. Luther, you're coming out a little late because you've got to work during the week, right?
Right. I'm going to get there Thursday night.
Oh, that's not so bad at all. So you get Friday off.
Yeah.
Oh, great, man. You can be there for most all the fun then. There's going to be a lot of good times to be had. We're going to be camping up at the Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And that's the best part about it, is the socializing, the relationship building, the brainstorming that can go on when you get people who love freedom together in the same vicinity with one another. Plus, there are a lot of great parties and activities and things like that to get involved with as well. In fact, the CD Evolution Fund is currently in the process, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, that is currently in the process of putting together our casino night, which will be a first for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So you'll be able to gamble and raise money at the same time civil disobedience.
And I'll be a showgirl.
Are you really going to be a showgirl? It wouldn't surprise me.
Can rock an ostrich plume like you can, buddy.
So, but you are musically talented. You'll probably be in the band contest.
Right? Well, I might jam with a couple people, but other than that, I'm not playing in a band this year.
There are all kinds of things to do. Go to porkfest2010.com, PORCFEST2010.com. Apparently, somebody emailed me also to say that there's some neat features at porkfest2010.com, like the rideshare sections of the forums, because people are going to be convoying literally from across the country going up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you might be sitting there listening, saying to yourself, well, yeah, I'd like to go, but I just can't afford the gas for that. Yeah, I just can't afford. I can't afford a plane ticket and then renting a car and then driving up to Lancaster. And I can't afford to foot the gas bill by myself. But what if you could find a ride with somebody else who's coming from your area or relatively nearby to where you could just drive over to their place and then carpool all the way up and split the costs? If you could do that, it might make the difference. And at porkfest2010.com, there's a forum with a section specifically geared towards getting people together from around the country who could do such a thing. And the added bonus is you've got liberty-loving company to go up and make the road trip with. So porkfest2010.com. We'll see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the entire thing. So Michael is on the line with us in Tokyo. You're back on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hi.
Hey, Michael. All right. So you were saying, as far as discrimination is concerned, that as an American in Tokyo, you're feeling it?
No. I mean, well, Tokyo, of course, is different than the rest of the country. And I would say that there is definitely a lot of I don't know what to say, like kind of embedded bias, but not usually against Europeans, Americans. I mean, most of kind of discrimination, I would say, is directed against other Asians in Japan. But it's not really open, and it's I wouldn't say it's as big of a problem as a lot of people say. But definitely, especially older people kind of have preconceived notions about other people. And I would say that's outside of Tokyo. It's more in the countryside and other places. But there are businesses that do say they do actually have signs on the door that say Japanese only.
Wow.
And yeah, and it's not against the law. But it's not like a lunch counter or like Rachel Maddow was saying or something like that. You know, it's basically there's three kinds of businesses that would do that. One is like it's called a snack bar, like a hostess club.
What is that?
And it's ridiculous. And the reason is the system is nobody understands the system is that you basically go in, like a salary man will get off a long day of work and go into the club and you spend a lot of money to have a chat with a pretty girl.
That's called a snack bar?
Yeah, it's called a snack bar. I don't know why, but
so basically it's a strip club without the stripping?
No stripping.
That's what I said, a strip club without the stripping.
It's just kind of a socializing thing?
Yeah, it's socializing. I mean, you go in, you have a drink, there's nice girls to talk with. They're good.
But wait. The girls are employed there.
Yeah, they're employed there.
Right, so it's not really socializing. It's because there's no real goal to it. It's kind of one-sided, right? You're just there to talk to a pretty girl.
Yeah, you're there to talk to them, but you I mean, a lot of men form a relationship over time. You know,
really?
These,
a lot of men form relationships with hookers, too. I mean, you know, there's
no, but it's not bad. I mean, even...
I'm not saying it's bad.
I'm just saying it's a lot like a strip club without the stripping. I mean, it's my understanding from having talked to strippers that a lot of guys come in for the purposes of being able to buy a pretty girl drinks and sit there and talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I guess it's kind of like that. So a lot of foreigners don't, well, almost all foreigners don't understand the system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go in and you, like, it's kind of a time-based system and drink charge-based system, like drinks for the girls also cost more than drinks for you. And they just don't get it, right? And
so they just cause trouble and they get all uppity about it. And so they,
yeah, after a few hours.
Rather than having to deal with that, they would just rather just say, okay, Japanese only, because the Japanese people get it.
They just can't be bothered with it. And that makes sense to me, because there's often a lot of issues, especially with military personnel who end up in these bars, and then they can't pay the bill, and then they get in a fight, and it's just not worth it in the end. So I can understand why they do that, and I'm happy to take my money on the rare occasion that I go out with some Japanese friends to a place like this. On the rare occasion that I do, I'm happy to take my business somewhere where they want it. So that's one kind of business. Another would be sexual services, like brothels and things like that.
Are those legal in Japan?
Yes and no. I mean, they're definitely tolerated.
That's how it is in Florida.
Basically legal. You know, as a foreigner, they just don't approach me on the street. Like, there'll be a lot of guys out on the street who just wear these, like, black microphones in their ears, you know? And then they'll ask Japanese guys, you know, you want to come in and have some fun or whatever, and they just ignore me entirely. But there will be signs on the doors of these places also that say Japanese only.
That's interesting, because you would think that they would want to market to the tourists.
Because think about it. If you're an average Japanese customer, you want to know that the girls that you buy these services from are kind of, I would say, clean. You don't want kind of these traveling businessmen types who, you know, have sex with girls all over the world.
I mean, Japanese businessmen are traveling too, so I mean, I don't know if that makes much sense.
No, but it's a matter of perception, I think. And so they
tell us the third one real quick, because we got to let you go.
Hot springs baths. A lot of people would just the owners of these baths would just prefer to have Japanese in their bath and not have non-Japanese. And again, I'm willing to take my business elsewhere.
Well, you'll have to take your business elsewhere. Hey, thanks, Michael. Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yep.
I'm trying to look into the jitteriness of our phones, and I apologize for that. It wasn't intolerable for me, though. So
it was right there on the edge.
Yeah, I thought he was auto-tuned.
There were some parts that were getting there. Anyway, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're ironing out the bugs. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Dial the 800 number if you want to make sure you get a clean line. This is Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2444 418, or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. Listening options are there for you. We've got our listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the show around the clock. Which, by the way, I was looking at some of the numbers on the listen lines today. They've been increasing in popularity. We had over 4,000 minutes listened to on the listen lines last week alone.
Brought to you by StartPage.com.
That's right. So people are using the listen lines, and why not? A lot of people have got, they've got free nights, they got free weekends. So in most places, in the East Coast at least, when we're on live, it's nighttime. You probably get your free nights. So in many cases, people have free long distance with their local phone, their landline packages. It's actually getting harder to pay for long distance these days just because of the way the competition is in the phone industry. So it is a long distance number, so keep that in mind when you dial it. But the Free Talk Live listen lines, I'll go ahead and give you the numbers. Don't normally do it on the air, but here they are. 760-569-7752. 760-569-7752 at Free Talk Live listen lines.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. As a matter of fact, today, he was reading it to himself. Okay, he can't read, like a picture book, certainly like An Island Called Liberty, but, he can read a few flashcards or whatever from Baby Reading Kit, but he was reading it to himself, just kind of making up a story, looking at the pictures, flipping the pages. He loves the book, and your child or, you know, nephew or niece or just some child that's special to you can love an island called Liberty as much as Jack loves his, is all you have to do is go to freemarketunderdog.com. You can go there. You can check out some samples and order it today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live, an island called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
So coming up, the story that we mentioned at the very beginning of the show, we never had a chance to get to, which is fine. It's the way the show can go. Your calls are the primary element. But, Mark, you've got a story about some guys that allegedly killed a cop. We'll get to that here in a bit. But there's been something I've been wanting to talk about on the air, and I mentioned it once, and I want to make sure I get to it. And that's a story about a conversation I had with a program director at a radio station, a talk radio station in Utah. Anyway, as you know, I call, if you've listened to the show for a while, my daytime job is calling radio stations.
You are the affiliate relations department of Free Talk Live.
Correct.
You call new radio stations and say, please, please, please carry Free Talk Live on your radio station.
With most radio shows that you hear on national radio, they are not their own affiliate relations department.
No, they hire somebody else for it.
Right. Usually they have a, you know, bank of young people that are calling or whoever. They have young people or professionals or whoever picking up phones and calling stations. I actually make my own calls. And that helps me because
it's effective.
Just, it makes a difference when you're talking to some kid who's pitching a show versus you're talking to the host of the show. They're more likely to let me say what I want to say to them, to pitch them the idea of Free Talk Live. And so I this one program director answers the phone, and it was very unusual because normally when I make a call, it's I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, you know, less than a minute of their time. It's, you know, I ask them if they've got a moment. That way I'm respecting their time. That's, by the way, an important thing to do if you're, I think, if you're doing sales, is to respect the client's or the prospect's time. And then I, you know, I ask them if they've heard of the show. Most of them haven't, so I send them over to the program director's website, ask them to sample the show. They say they'll say yes, that they'll sample it.
It is their job, after all.
Right, yeah. And then I ask for the callback date. And that's it. That's it. I give them the site, and I ask for the callback date. If they ask me questions, I'll answer them. But I want to get in and out. This guy answers the phone. Oh, you're the host of the show, are you? Because normally I start with, well, I'm in, and I'm the host of Free Talk Live. Oh, you're the host of the show. Well, let's talk about an issue. And so
like a program director might.
Right.
If he was interviewing somebody who wanted to host a show on his station, he might say, okay, let's talk.
So I bring up immigration, right? It's the hot topic. We've got an unusual
viewpoint. What a good idea. You brought up immigration. Why don't I hand the guy a hand grenade? Go ahead.
It went fine, actually. We had had a discussion, and I didn't want to get into the details of what we talked about specific to immigration. He was one of those guys who called himself a libertarian. Apparently, he's a registered libertarian, but he comes down on the side of immigration restrictions.
Most of them, many of them do.
Most Americans do. And so, you know, I took my position, and that was that. We had our conversation. But after that was over, he made a statement that I thought was very revealing about kind of how talk radio people think, and specifically what some of them are looking for and expecting to hear from a talk show host. This guy did not hear from me. And so it wasn't my view on immigration that was concerning to him. It was that I wasn't angry. He said, "Don't you have passion? I don't hear any anger in your voice." And I just kind of thought this was interesting because to this guy, passion equals anger. And to me, I don't think anger has to factor in at all into somebody as to whether or not they are passionate about something.
I think you, what I see on this show moving towards, and I see actually the whole industry moving this way to some extent, and I think that, you know, we're more, once again, on the leading edge of something like this, is that I'm not going to talk to a call. I'm going to try to avoid talking to a caller like I'm mad at them, or that they're an idiot, or whatever that tone of voice is that one takes. It's not effective in discussing with that person, and many people think you're just a jerk when you do it. So I think that it's okay to rhetorically kind of get a little hyped up, and that's fine. But when you're talking by yourself, and it's still, you need to, you know, there's a tempering issue. But I don't think when you're talking to callers that you should treat them like idiots.
Right. You guys are the professionals, really, but as a listener and a part-time joiner, I guess, I noticed that about this show compared to the shows that I listen to that I hear on AM. You know, they love that dump button. You know, they love to butt into them and say, "Well, hang on, don't interrupt me. You know, let me talk." And then they're so condescending. They talk down to them. They yell at them, and then they dump them immediately before they can retort.
It wasn't necessarily. Well, I agree with both of you. His comments weren't specifically in regards to callers, but just me as a talk show host saying whatever it was I was saying without having the element of anger. And you talk about yelling. That's certainly something that if you're listening to the competition during this time slot, Michael Savage and Mark Levin, those are the two heavies out there right now in our time slot. You'll hear a lot of yelling, and you'll hear a lot of anger in their content,
especially in that particular time slot. You did pick two of them that are probably some of the worst in that area among the
but
big
they're
guys.
The big ones. Yeah. I mean in our
time slot,
those two hosts are the most popular hosts, and they are angry, shouting, old white guys.
Now, if you can, they're both Jews.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. I think that we can offer something different, and that's good.
I'm not sure why that's relevant anyway. But.
Well, because Jews don't always consider themselves to be white. They kind of live on the periphery of white society. Some people consider them white. Some people don't. Jews don't generally
don't. You're talking about the race. Gotcha.
Right. You're talking about the religion?
I don't know. It's
okay, whatever.
It confuses me.
So, anyway. I think that
they look
we
white
offer
to me.
Something
that's
different. Are we going to talk about Jews or are we going to talk about the show?
It really depends on, where they're from. There's the European Jews.
Ashkenazi,
that's right.
Versus Sephardic Jews, which are more...
And there are other ethnic groups of Jews as well.
Yeah, those are pretty unusual. Those are the two major ones.
I'm just saying those two hosts look like white guys to me. That's all.
Right. They would probably fall in the Ashkenazi category. Anyway,
so you were saying.
The people that are doing these shows, I understand why it is they do the streamer thing. For one, they're older, and that's an older system. I think that Free Talk Live can offer something different, especially that's the way I'm handling it now. I don't mind getting loud with you. I don't mind getting loud when I'm talking sort of by myself in a rhetorical fashion. I try to avoid doing it with listeners. There was one guy relatively recently that was talking about there's going to be a race war, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs. I kind of made fun of him by screaming back, "Well, tell me who the race war is going to be." But he had to scream for a little while to do it.
I don't think getting loud necessarily has to translate to anger, though it's certainly the most frequently found, I would say, emotion that comes along with being loud. I think you can be passionate and get excited and get animated at the same time. But this guy seemed to believe that, although I generally agree with you, Mark, that I tend not to try to raise my voice. But just kind of interesting that the viewpoint was, well... You don't have the chops, man. You're not angry enough.
Yeah, well,
for this
stick
job.
Around, pal. If you're alive in 5 years, you'll see Free Talk
Listen
Live.
To the first hour of this show.
There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Moments remain. Enough time for your call.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Some of the other listening options include our live streams. Those are available around the clock. And our webcam as well. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And the School Sucks podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation. We're talking about government school here, of course, because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com.
I think you need to do that in kind of a Jesse Jackson kind of accent when you do the indoctrination. Plus regurgitation, plus graduation does not add up to a real education.
I'll just let you handle that then.
That's funny.
All right, 800-259-9231. So, Mark, what is going on with this? Some people killed a cop, allegedly?
You know, I'm not going to claim to have a lot of information on this one, but it's something that people need to know about that care about liberty and to some extent or another. It's, and that's another one of those canary in the coal mine situations like the guy
what not to do about government oppression.
Or worse, like the guy who flew the plane into the IRS building a couple of months
what
ago.
What not to do about taxes.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So this is from apexnewsnetwork.com. West Memphis police shooting. Who is Jerry Kane and Joseph Kane? West Memphis police shooting. Who is Jerry Kane and Joseph Kane? Only days after two Memphis police officers were killed and two other police officers were injured, family of the alleged shooters are coming forward with information about who they were and what they believed. Donna Lee Ray of Clearwater, Florida, claims to be the common law wife of Jerry Kane and stepmother of Joseph Kane. Rye claims the FBI agents told her that Joseph Kane was the one who originally pulled the trigger after his father was pulled over by West Memphis police officers, Sergeant Brandon Powdert and Officer Evans. It's unclear that the duo was originally pulled over for. According to Rye, both father and son believe the government had way too much control over citizens' lives. The elder Kane refused to hold a driver's license and viewed any law enforcement as enemies. His son, Joseph Kane, was a mirror image of his father and held the same beliefs that his father handed down to him. The pair toured the country giving seminars on how to save your home from foreclosure. This is not the run-in that the law enforcement had for the run-in with law enforcement for the pair. The elder Kane was recently arrested in New Mexico at a checkpoint for no license and concealing his identity. Police in New Mexico were aware of the Kane's anti-government ideas and warned fellow officers and the department to be on the lookout for retaliation.
See, the difference, one of the differences between them and I, besides the fact that I won't use violence to achieve my ends, which is a peaceful, voluntary society, is that while I don't believe in carrying government licenses, I still do. I haven't come to the point where I'm ready to quite give that up. But I don't view the police as enemies. Maybe a while back I might have, but these days I don't. I view the police as human beings who I have been, in many cases, granted a certain level of control over other human beings, and that sort of a position is naturally going to attract a certain type of human being.
It can attract a certain type, right?
It will attract those people. It won't just it won't solely attract
right.
Those
types. Right, I guess that's what I was trying to get insert in there.
But that power will attract those who would seek it and then wield it in sadistic, sick ways. And I think that that humans make mistakes, and I think that we've all had our belief systems in the past, and those have changed over time. And I think that the police are they can change their view as well. And so I'm more interested in treating them like somebody who, you know, maybe just doesn't quite understand certain things that I would like them to understand. And I certainly there are things that I don't understand that people might like me to understand as well. But I don't treat them as enemies. I see them as people who I would like to have as allies. I'd like to have peace officers out there keeping people safe. I'd like to have peace officers responding to complaints of real violence and real danger and protecting people that could use protecting. I like all of those ideas. I just don't see that being the primary role for police these days when they're too busy out busting kids for pot or pulling people over for running through stop signs or speeding and that kind of thing.
Right.
So I would like to see the police shift toward a peace officer role, which it's my understanding that's what they were at some point in the past, before my lifetime, but I'd like to see them shift into a peace officer role, and treating them like an enemy will never get to that point. Never.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
So that's why here, Sam and I, Sam from ObscureTruth.com, have begun what is going to be a monthly series of sit-downs, of breakfasts, basically, with the police chief here in Keene, New Hampshire. We've already done one of them. It was 2 hours long, and it went very well. And we've got our next one scheduled for the day, second day in June. So I think that's going to lead to some good things. If at the very least it will lead to a mutual understanding of where we're coming from. And communication helps. And treating people like enemies does not.
Yeah, I think that that's a good thing, and I'm surprised and, you know, pleasantly so. Let me go back to the article. When Donna Lee Ray was asked why this could have happened, she said Joe wouldn't have done anything like that unless he had darn good reason. Something went past the point of no return, and he felt that he had to protect his dad. The FBI refused to answer any questions concerning the case until the investigations are over.
So they gunned down a couple of cops?
Yeah, it looks that way. We'll continue to follow the story if more information becomes available. So,
Much. So there's very little information available.
How much information are you going to have when two guys get pulled over on the side of the road, you know, patriot types who don't have a driver's license and, you know, don't believe that the police have any legitimacy and, you know, something goes too far and they shoot the cops? I mean, how much information could there be? The information you get is a lie anyway.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if we'll get more information over time. If we do hear more about it, we'll certainly let you know. But the reason we bring this up, right, Mark, is to point out how not to do this stuff. Going crazy and shooting the aggressors is not the solution.
No, it makes you the aggressor.
In everybody's eyes that is watching the situation, for the most part, that's what they'll see. We
right.
might be able to look at this and say, okay, well, yeah, we understand where they're coming from. We understand the frustration that they must be experiencing at not wanting to have to deal with these the aggression of the police. But using aggression to solve aggression is not going to be a long-term solution. In fact, it's not even going to be a short-term solution, because typically what will happen is you'll get yourself blown away and exterminated as a result of that. And as Luther points out, you'll be painted as the aggressor.
Right.
You will be the excuse for the increase of the state. You will be the excuse for greater, more hiring of more sadistic police officers and the expansion of their abilities to do what they do.
For the aggression begets aggression.
It seems so basic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yet, when you're aggressed against, the first thing that a lot of people think of is, well, I'm going to get that person back.
Right. I got to defend myself. Got to stand up for myself.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to defend yourself.
Right.
I don't think there's, if, for instance, if a private criminal were to come and attack you, I don't think you'd be in the wrong at all for using violence to defend yourself in that case.
Well, defense and vengeance are two different things, yeah. And they kind of,
even with defense against a cop, man. I mean, what can you do?
Right. Well, I'm not saying that it works when it comes to police, but I just want to make sure that vengeance and defense don't get confused here.
No, absolutely. Vengeance is later on. Defense is in that moment.
Right.
And
it could be very quick. I mean, if somebody steals something from your house and you shoot them in the back as they're running away, I mean, that's somewhere in the netherworld of defense and vengeance. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, you could go and get the thing back, but what's valuable enough to end the man's life?
Yeah, I would say that you have exceeded the ratio of force,
reasonable force.
This is why
I'm all for rubber bullets. Because if you have, I truly am. I think that these things are great, and they just don't get enough. They don't have enough popularity. I think the police could use rubber bullets in so many instances where they use metal ones and kill people and maim people and stuff like that. And I think that the average homeowner probably could shoot somebody with a rubber bullet in most instances and handle most force scenarios. Don't forget that guns are a big issue. The accidents in the home are a big issue when it comes to guns. So if you've got a rubber bullet, which would you rather to hit your 7-year-old in the head, a rubber bullet or a regular one?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just as a word of warning, this kind of stuff doesn't help. And are these guys even still alive? Do we know that?
I think that there was a standoff at a parking lot later than that, and they got smoked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. That typically is what happens. When somebody kills a cop, then every single law enforcement officer in the vicinity swoops in to exact justice prior to the courts. Every single time. And you're painted as a nutter down the line. I know the desire for vengeance, and it's just not healthy. It's just, you don't want to lower yourself to their level. You want to remain peaceful, because if you are always peaceful, they can't besmirch you as being some sort of crazy, violent lunatic. We're out of time, though. Well, if you want to keep talking about it, join us tomorrow night and online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.